April 8th, 1897, Mahler is appointed one of the four conductors of the Vienna Opera. Just 6 months later, Mahler will be appointed the music director, thereby deriving his authority from the emperor himself. Oh, my goodness, the anti-Semitic Viennese press goes wild. 2 days later, on April 10th, 1897, an article appears in the Deutsche Zeitung, and it unleashes the dogs, attacking what it called, quote, "the frightening Jewification of art in Vienna. Is a Jew capable of defending our great music, our great German opera, if, like Mahler, he has just been baptized a few weeks before?" Unquote. Well, so much for the supposedly legendary Viennese courtesy and politeness. Mahler responded to this and other like articles in a letter in which he wrote, quote, "Heavens, what a nest of hornets I've stirred up. But I shall do what is right without fearing anyone. And if I don't please these gentlemen, so much the worse for them. What rabble," unquote. Having said all of this, the fact that the 67-year-old Emperor Franz Joseph and his advisors had placed a 37-year-old Bohemian-born Jew at the head of the single most important cultural institution in the empire reveals just how liberal the Habsburgs in general and Franz Joseph in particular had become. The Jewish middle class had become a backbone of late 19th century Viennese society, and Jewish artists and thinkers, including Mahler, Arnold Schoenberg, Hugo Hofmannsthal, Arthur Schnitzler, Max Reinhardt, Stefan Zweig, Sigmund Freud, and Theodor Herzl, were central players in Viennese intellectual life. That the Austrian Empire, with Vienna as its capital city, had been in decline for 100 years is well known, eclipsed by the growing power of Prussia and eventually a united Germany. But Austria's decline was well concealed by Vienna's prosperity and its brilliant culture, particularly its musical culture. By the turn of the 20th century, as the political problems facing the Austrian Empire became increasingly insoluble, we are told that the dominant Viennese characteristics were a sort of pessimism, a hedonism, a love of spectacle, and an amused blasé and often morbid skepticism. So it's into this conservative, liberal, Jewish-empowered, anti-Semitic, music-crazed, opera-insane, genuinely schizo environment that Gustav Mahler himself, a man of a thousand moods and faces, arrived to take over the spring opera season in 1897. Mahler's Viennese debut. On May 11, 1897, Mahler made his Viennese debut with Richard Wagner's Lohengrin. Mahler's greatest fear was that the orchestra of the opera would attempt to sabotage the performance. His reputation had preceded him, and a rumor circulated that the orchestra members would wreck the first performance through their open defiance. But apparently, everyone behaved. After the first rehearsal, he had not only overcome any resistance, but had, by his own estimation, won over the orchestra entirely. As I mentioned a moment ago, for his debut, Mahler was to conduct Lohengrin, for which he had had but a single orchestral rehearsal allotted to him. After playing through the prelude once, he explained to the orchestra players exactly what he had in mind and went through all the details from top to bottom. Mahler subsequently told Natalie Bauer-Lechner that he had never before conducted an orchestra with such an ability to grasp and execute his ideas. I quote Mahler, "I got further with them in one rehearsal than after years with others. Aside from the superb acoustics of the hall, the chief credit must still go to Austrian musicianship, the vitality, the warmth, and the great natural gifts which each man brings to his work," unquote. Every review, every reminiscence of the debut performance recalls Mahler's magical, almost mystical triumph, with the audience spontaneously applauding every time he used an unfamiliar tempo or did anything out of the ordinary. You want to talk about a crowd that knows it's Lohengrin. Even the anti-Semitic papers were either favorable or silent.